You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show for the last program for this week. It's very good, isn't it? You know, it's only Thursday. And it is on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, with me, Jerry D, from now until 10 o'clock. And it is Thursday. It's the 9th of November. So let's take a look, shall we? See who we've got, if anybody, with a birthday today. Oh, I think we'll make this one a little bit short. Gail Borden was born on this day, 1801. He was a 19th century American inventor, surveyor and a publisher, and was the inventor of condensed milk in, that was 1853. Well, there we are. We condensed that one, didn't we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Caught up in a web of lies, but it was just too late to know.
we go. Bring us in this morning. Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams. If you've just probably woken up, that's what you've no doubt got as well. Shattered Dreams. Johnny Hates Jazz, Britpop band, comes out of London in the United Kingdom. And they've done very nice for themselves. And Shattered Dreams, well, that was their first single and did quite nicely for them. April of 1987, and they achieved international success with their first song. This is the Kooks, spelled with K, K-O-O-K-S. Swing Low. Breakfast Show time, 6:30 after 7.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time. So don't cry. Fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all.
remember that from 1992. It's called, it's just called Seven. Yes, the number seven. Song by, of course, Prince and the New Power Generation. And that was, say, 1992, came off of their Love Symbol album. And that was later for 1992. The third single from the album became the most successful as well, in the United States at any rate. And there we go. It does have a little bit of a sample in there. Did you notice? It was from a 1967 song called Tramp by Lowell Fulsom. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this. Yes, get you up and about and smelling nice. It is Thursday. Pretend it's Friday, but you've got an extra day off. Cool, isn't it, really? Time on The Breakfast Show, 15 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
I'm a fear in the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire, and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bone off, them tires, some of them are drop down gear. Well, some of them are shine up, some are wax up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling in my crystals that the girls them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as your ultimate fear. Taking care of her career, so tell the world beware, cause it's a brand new selection for your musical ear. She looked at me and gave me a grin. I'm an offered her a drink and she said juice and gin. And as I whispered in her ear, I asked her, how you doing? Where was it that I resided? And I told her Brooklyn. Atmosphere filled with romance, I first sparkling. Just her voice and what she said, I let my poor head spin. Ragamuffin, shaggy, now it's a musical swing. I used to pretty little woman, sexy as can. It's sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. Shaggy, say pretty little woman, sexy as can. It's sweet as honey, sing like bumblebee. I'm appearing at the atmosphere. I'm a lover, a tire, and the clothes that she wear. Some of them are bundung, them tires, some of them are draw down gear. Well, some of them are shined up, some are waxed up, not a sign of smear. Gotta be rolling my crystals at the girls, them stare. This is Shaggy and Raven as the ultimate beer. Taking care of our careers, so tell the world beware, cause it's a brand new selection for your musical era.
Oh, yes, there we go. That is Shaggy. Anyway, out of the shower you get. Come on. And off to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. Perhaps you're taking an extra day, or perhaps you've taken all week off and you're just going to sit back and relax. And by the way, the original of that one, In the Summertime, released back in 1970. It was the debut single by the British rock band called Mungo Jerry. Reached number one in charts around the world, including 7 weeks on the UK singles chart and 2 weeks on the Canadian charts. But that version by Shaggy, that was made 25 years later. The original from 1970, that one from 1995. Two in a row for you. Starting off with Lee Garrett. You're My Everything.
Got the power. given time, you'll have a change of heart. If it takes forever, girl, then I'm prepared to wait. The day you give your love to me won't be a day too late.
Following on from Mr. Lee Garrett, You're My Everything. This is You To Me Are Everything from The Real Thing. Hey, I tell you what, can you hear that? It's very quiet, you know.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what?
Very popular song. It was written by Les Reed and Jeff Stevens, originally recorded by Stevens Group called the New Vaudeville Band in 1967 as a neo-British music hall number one. But that one was virtually simultaneous, Herman's Hermits, and it was a big hit for them. Charted again, by the way, in 1976, who by the Carpenters. But there we are. And that was Herman's Hermits, and There's a Kind of Hush.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception. a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbly on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Ooh.
go. The song is called Stone Cold. Comes from the band Rainbow. A British-American rock band formed in London and Los Angeles in 1975 by guitarist Ritchie Blackmore. Established in the aftermath of Blackmore's first departure from Deep Purple. They also originally featured four members of the band Elf, including their singer Ronnie James Dio. And as I say, the song is called Stone Cold and did quite nicely. The song reached the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 40 on June the 19th of 1982 and spent 12 weeks on the chart. And this was the band's only top 40 song in the United States. Did also top the Billboard Top Rock Tracks on the 5th of June in 1982. Going back in time with Mr. Bob Dylan. Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were off. I'm kidding you. About everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your neck. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? Thank you. exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take a diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused.
There he goes, called like a rolling stone. I tell you what, so gifted. And I was so blessed growing up with music like that, like a Rolling Stone. Of course it is, Bob Dylan. Released in July of 1965, on the 20th to be exact, on Columbia. And its confrontational lyrics originated an extending piece of verse that Dylan wrote in June of 1965 when he returned exhausted from a grueling tour of England. Yes, we can do that to you. It's anyway, like a Rolling Stone. To a Rolling Stone. This is off of their new album, Hackney Diamonds. And this is called Sweet Sounds of Heaven.
Thank you.
I tell you what, there we go. Sweet Sounds of Heaven off of Hackney Diamonds, the new album from the Rolling Stones. And I tell you what, the album, absolutely brilliant. It's like, well, it's just as good as they were, for heaven's sake, 60-odd years ago. Not bad for sort of late 70s and early 80-year-olds, are they? Love it. Rolling Stones there and the Swedish Sounds of Heaven. Good morning to Rosita. Dropped us a line. Morning, sweets. Now you see why you guys are the best in the West. The Rolling Stones. Love them. Excellent. They are, aren't they? And a huge blessing to you, Yasmin, and the crew. Thank you for that, Rosita. Always great to hear from you. By the way, another birthday for today. This sort of rings a bit of a bell. Stanford White was born on this day. The year was 1853. An American architect who designed houses for the rich and the very rich, and various public, institutional, and religious buildings as well, some of which can be found to this day in places like Seagate in Brooklyn. In 1906, White was murdered by millionaire Harry Kendall Thor over apparently White's affair with Thor's wife, actress Evelyn Nesbit, leading to a trial which was dubbed at that time the Trial of the Century. If I'm not mistaken, I'm sure I'm not, they've actually made a movie of that particular affair. 5 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. This is The Who. Can't explain, but it is.
Jerry D. Thank you.
It's a bit of early soul there. 1961 was when that was released, an instrumental recorded by the Marquees called Last Night. And it appeared on Last Night, the first LP released by the Stax label, by the way. So there we go. And that has brought us, well, that's brought us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Calm down, yo, this your
tenemos prendido. Vamos a hasta que se acabe de día. Sigo rico que la mía.
You never know where you're going to find me and rummage through my record collection, eh? This one's Farruko, and it's Pepa, is what it's called. And he comes from Puerto Rico, a rapper and a singer. And before that one, well, we had lost it. Here it is. Rema was the first one of those two. And he's a Nigerian rapper and a singer and songwriter. Gained initial recognition with the release of Dumebi in 2019. But I'll tell you what, he's best known internationally for his 2022 hit single, which was called Calm Down, which was the one that we played. Take a deep breath and relax. where it's called Move Closer.
Move your body real close until we...
From Phyllis Nelson. Beautiful song. Right, I think let's see if we can find out. We can connect up with Ingrid for this morning.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Thursday. It's not quite Friday, but we're not going to have work tomorrow. Yay, Jerry. Yay, Yaz. We're going to have another day off. Yay, I kind of like this. I like this three-day work week. We have to continue. All right, so since we're not going to have a Freaky Friday Fun Facts, how about we have a thrilling Thursday something. Something further. Okay. How about this? Every November, we mark the anniversary of one of the most significant events of the 20th century, the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of communism throughout Eastern Europe. The opening of the Berlin Wall on November 9th, 1989, triggered a wave of excitement and jubilation as East Berliners were able to travel to West Berlin for the first time since the wall was constructed in 1961. The world looked on in hope and amazement as the dominant symbol of the Cold War was dismantled with a remarkable lack of violence. The events in Germany were part of a larger wave of anti-communist revolutions throughout Eastern Europe. The year 1989, often referred to as the Annus Mirabilis, wow, also witnessed sweeping political transformations in Poland, Romania, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and Bulgaria, as well as the protest movements in Tiananmen Square, like we talked about last week. Eventually, this process culminated in the disintegration of the Soviet Union in 1991. For the lives of Eastern Germans, the fall of the Berlin Wall ushered in a period of remarkable transformation, as depicted in the excellent film Goodbye Lenin, 2003. Hallmarks of Western capitalism, such as Burger King, Coca-Cola, quickly became united in the formerly socialist landscape. Yet, East Germany's post-socialist transformation was neither simple nor painless. In addition to the changes wrought by privatization, the transition to a market economic system, and the influx of Western goods, the 1990s also witnessed a struggle over how to remember the socialist era. Some advocates erasing all evidence of East Germany's socialist past, while others recognized the utility of maintaining historical landmarks. Don't tear them down and melt them. Use them. Put them someplace else. In the end, Berlin had urban planners created an impressive Berlin Wall Memorial that preserves the memory of the Berlin's tragic division. In addition to questions of memorialization, reunified Germany also had to cope with lingering psychological and socioeconomic divisions between East and West Germans. And there is an emerging generational gap between those who came of age after the collapse of communism and those who remember living in a world split between East and West. This general gap is common phenomena evident in most post-socialist country of Eastern Europe. In the West, the fall of the Berlin Wall became the symbolic marker of victory in the Cold War. For many, the demise of communism confirmed the superiority of a free market capitalism over the command economics of Eastern Europe. The Eastern Bloc's rapid collapse even prompted political scientists such as Francis Fukuyama to declare the end of history, by which he meant the triumph of the liberal democratic systems. In the decades after 1989, Europe has witnessed an expansion of liberalism and the trend of European integration has continued. No longer behind the Iron Curtain, formerly socialist countries such as Poland, Slovakia, Czech Republic, Hungary, Romania, and Bulgaria have become members of the European Union and NATO. Reunified Germany, led by the former East German resident Angela Merkel, I loved her, she was so cool, has emerged as an economic powerhouse for this new Europe. Now, however, this process of European integration is neither straightforward nor irreversible. Some of the possibilities of fostering a supranational European identity and the efforts to create an overreaching European constitution has faltered. We've had a lot of problems with the European Union, as all of you may have known or read and seen in the news. Vestiges of authoritarianism, often the guise of liberalism, remain in some of the Europeans' most socialite countries, notably Hungary and Russia. For many individuals, though, Eastern Europe and the political apathy have replaced the hope, optimism that once characterized the Annus Mirabilis. Well, so as evident of the Ukraine's recent revolution and Russia's subsequent annexation of Crimea, The Cold War is not a distant memory. We know that we still have something going on there in Ukraine, whether we acknowledge it or not. It's there. It's happening. Prominent public figures in both the United States and Russia commonly employ discourse, and that is highly reminiscent of the Cold War rhetoric, evoking John F. Kennedy's famous Ich bin in Berliner declaration in 1963, and John McCain in 2014 insisted that we are all Ukrainians. Just as Berlin was the focus point of the East-West struggle of the Cold War, it appears that Ukraine may be the new center of the European confrontation. Well, the reason I'm reading this about the Berlin Wall and protests is because there's always going to be some sort of unfortunate violence and death and resistance when there's a beginning of people revolting against something that they feel they're being oppressed. And clearly that's been going on here. We don't know how it's going to end. We don't know when it's going to end. If it doesn't start coming to some kind of fruition at some point of being fixed, we're going to really have a problem here with food shortages, gasoline shortages, people just getting crazy stupid in the streets, as we already have seen and heard. And the sadness of how that brings about to this country. I love living in Panama. I love this as my new home country. I'm sad that my sister can't come from the United States and enjoy this with me. I'm now a little bit concerned that, well, maybe I won't be able to get home for Christmas. We'll see. At this point, please, peaceful, take your tin pot outside with your wooden spoon and bang on that. Please don't raise up arms. Please don't fight. Please try to live in peace, and let's see if we can't get this resolved peacefully. Be careful out there. Stock up on food and water, and just be safe. So, until next week, please be safe. As Jerry said, we want to be talking to you, not about you. All right, until then, back to you in the studio.
Thank you. Show with Jerry D.
That's a song from Harpo, and it's called Movie Star. Listen to the words of that. Brought back some great memories. I remember when I thought I was so cool. Back in London, must have been sort of in the 80s, I had my Triumph TR6 sports car, bright red, and I loved that car. I used to go up to the King's Road in London, which is where one of the most fashionable streets. People used to take their cars there and go cruising. I remember going along, driving with the roof down and arm out of the window, looking so cool. With the radio blaring this.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. You
old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. But mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arms felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking and date at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
There she goes, yes, Tracy Chapman and Fast Car.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision.
All airing out on the cassette in actual fact. My Triumph TR6, I love that car. Right, I tell you what now, so being a sort of, well, being born just after the war, not long after the war, of course I was subjected to a lot of the music of that time. Even as a young kid. And one particular piece of music comes to mind. It's called Moonlight Serenade. It's an American swing ballad composed by Glenn Miller with the subsequent lyrics by Michelle Paris. It was an immediate phenomenon when it was released. That was in May of 1939 as an instrumental arrangement, although it had been adopted and performed as Miller's signature tune as early as 1938, even before it had been given the name Moonlight Serenade. In 1991, Miller's recording of Moonlight Serenade was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And I was rummaging around through my records last night looking at things to play, and Carly Simon took it and added the lyrics.
I stand at your gate. The song that I sing is of moonlight. I stand and I wait for the touch of your hand in the June night. The roses
And tonight, how their light sets me dreaming. My love, do you know that your eyes are like stars brightly beaming? I bring you and sing you a moonlight serenade. Led astray till break of day in love's valley of dreams. Just you and I.
Cool as that, hey? Carly Simon and Moonlight Serenade. I tell you what, I just got a couple of pictures sent to me here on our WhatsApp from Renee and Rick. Now, I mentioned to you they were leaving. They're leaving Athens and making their way eventually back to the United States, but they're taking a break. They've gone to Europe, and they said they're going to go to Budapest, and then they're going to Vienna. And they just sent me, and I sent them a picture of the Parliament building when we were there last year, the Parliament building in Budapest, which is absolutely stunning. And they said, oh, that's beautiful. They just sent me pictures. They're actually there as we speak, enjoying that. And they're going to do a Danube River cruise tonight. That's beautiful. Oh, envy you. Loved it. Beautiful city, Budapest. Right, and then going on to Vienna. How wonderful is that? Now also, let me say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you. Felipe drops a little line this morning, says, good morning, Jerry. Blessings for the team and audience. Today, could you please play Send Me an Angel by the Scorpions? Of course we can.
Wise men said, just walk this way to the dawn of the night. Wind will blow into your face as the years pass you by. Hear this voice from deep inside. It's the dawn of your heart. Close your eyes and you will find there's a jolt of the dark. Here I am.
Show with Jerry D.
Stealing moments, you and I, like careless thieves. Just so no bills to do, run out of what you need. Between the dark and the day, between our dreams and the moon, we can leave, we can stay. Like lovers do. Holding you close, I know I'll never get this right. But I keep coming back, 'cause you're the shining light. Between the sun and the rain, between a king and an open blue, we can praise, we can blame. Like lovers do. Go ahead, set your restless heart at ease. With both know wherever this goes, find out what we need. Between the dark and the day, between our dreams and the moon, we can leave, we can stay. Like lovers do. We can praise, we can blame. Like lovers do.
Do like that. That comes from James House. And it's called Like Lovers Do. James House, by the way, American country music artist and a songwriter, originally a member of a group called the House Band. He recorded a solo rock album in 1983 on Atlantic Records before he began his country music career in 1989 on MCA Records. Recording two albums for that label, he later penned singles for Diamond Rio and Dwight Yoakam. Before finding another record deal with Epic Records in 1994. That year, he charted two top 40 singles on the Billboard Country Chart, including the top 10 hit, This Is Me, Missing You. He also, by the way, worked as voice coach Ashtar. And that was, I'm trying to think, because I had it here a minute ago, I'm trying to think, my name's gone, anyway. Dustin Hoffman, that's right, it's for Dustin Hoffman. Great song, that one, Like Lovers Do. You are listening to The Breakfast Show, we are on 89.3, that is Cool FM. We are being all rather cool this morning, aren't we? Sing! And Fields of Gold.
She fell as a hair came down.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go, yes, Billy Joel and the River of Dreams. I tell you what, I just had some messages in from Ang. Good morning to you, Ang. And she says here, WRO, yes, hi, World Robot Olympiad. Jerry, it's an ongoing three-day event. 91 countries are participating, all young minds. Do you remember little Deriv, Jerry, the kid who plays tennis? Well, he's one of the participants from Panama. We need the roads opened up. Everything normalized. There's 91 countries involved in the WR. 91 countries. Let them take back a positive attitude and impression of Panama. There are 6 buses stuck on the roads. Now, come on. This is, you know, enough is enough. Okay, all you're doing is destroying the country. Obviously, the government doesn't give a shh because they're doing nothing to get the roads open. That is illegal. Closing the Trans-Andean Highway, the Inter-American Highway, is against the law. All you people are doing are giving us a bad reputation, and you're affecting the people of this country. You're not, you know, the mining thing is finished now. You've got to wait, all right? But get the goddamn roads open. 91 countries. They left at 6:30 this morning to make it to the Centro de Convenciones in Amador. And they're stuck. For God's sake. As the Rolling Stones would say, angry.
Yeah.
There we go. That's the Kaiser Chiefs and the Angry Mob. How appropriate. And the Rolling Stones before that. And Angry, the first track they released off of their new album, Hackney Diamonds. And good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
Did you hear Mr. Angry?
Oh, yes.
You know, Mary Lou drops a line. She's about the mining. It's not about the mining anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The mining is taking its course. It's up the Supreme Court. The government isn't even here. They're on vacation.
Exactly.
You know?
It's all their fault. So.
The thing is, the only people that are hurting right now are everyday Panamanians. The people that got up and revolted against the government are the ones that are now suffering because of this minority which are closing the Inter-American Highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's disgracing our country. It's a disgrace to the people that stood up and fought to get this done. It's now up to the Supreme Court. You're talking about law and what's law. We have to go through the legal process, and that's the best way and the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. These people aren't even going to be around until next year now.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's really angry because they're disgracing our country, and that's not right.
Yeah. But, you know, the government doesn't care.
No, they don't care. Otherwise, they'd have done something. The police were firing tear gas for peaceful protesters.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't do anything about the people blocking the Inter-American Highway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm sorry. We're disgracing ourselves.
Yeah.
That's me finished anyway. No, but I mean, you know, I have a lot of pride. This is a country of my choice. I have a lot of pride. In this country, and we're a small country, and we're fragile.
Yes.
And you know, we've got enough problems with no water in the canal. I don't see anybody else saying, "Well, why don't we have more water on the streets?" Anyway, that's enough. Take a deep breath, Jerry.
Yes.
Yes. Take a deep breath. Right. I mean, we've got 91 countries.
Mm-hmm.
These students sitting on buses and they can't go anywhere.
Yes.
Disgrace. Anyway.
It's going to be in the international news.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how's your day? how is your day? Better than mine at the moment.
Well, yes. I'm trying, you know, not to think about that.
Well, I try not to, but I have to read it every day. And I, you know, it's...
Yeah, I know.
It's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's enough. Stop it. Don't keep talking to me. Anyway, what do you got planned for today? What have you got planned for the weekend?
Well, today we are going to pick up Ian's ID. Ian Cebula.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I bet the picture is going to be a bit different, isn't it?
I don't know. He said the girl who was taking the photo yesterday seems like Matt. So we have no idea how it's going to be.
When was his last cellular?
Oh, long time ago.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a little boy on one and a grown up on another.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
Perfecto. he's in the other room listening, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't think he listens to our program.
No. He's taking his class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's taking his class. Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. Okay, good. And let me see, what am I doing? I'm going to carry on doing what I was doing last weekend. We're going to keep working on in the apartment, sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing that.
Which is fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice when you see the results, I must admit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that you were part of that, you know, so.
Anyway, did we have anybody born in music this week?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The first one is Tom Fogerty.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
American musician, best known as the rhythm guitarist for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Ah, indeed. CCR.
Mm-hmm. Who scored the 1969 US number 2 and UK number 1 single Bad Moon Racing. And the 1970 US and UK number one album Cosmos Factory. The band has sold 26 million albums in the United States alone.
Nice if you get a dollar an album.
Oh, yes.
Each. Cool. Anyway, here is CCR. And there we go. CCR. Love that one. And Bad Moon Rising. You know that one, don't you?
Mm-hmm,
of course
yes.
you do. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what? I see that you just sent me a thing about something happening here next week.
Oh, yes. Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, it's an international event about communications. So
mm-hmm.
Some experts are coming.
Well, I hope they can get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. So maybe we can interview them.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you mm-hmm. mentioned that. No, definitely. That'd mm-hmm. be good.
Yeah.
And let me see, who else born on this day in music?
Okay, the next one is Alan Ritner.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1948 from American rock band REO Speedwagon.
Oh, right, right, yeah,
who had the 1981 US number ones, Keep On Loving You and Can't Fight This Feeling.
And he's Keep On Loving You.
Mm-hmm. You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled.
We are REO Speedwagon and Keep On Loving You. So we're going to go for the Sedges, the big building.
No, that's in El Dorado.
Oh, in Dorado, mm-hmm. really?
If well, I can cross the city.
Well, for Sedula.
Yeah, they have a little store or shop, I don't know how to call it.
Are you sure you're getting it from the right place? You're not just buying one, are you?
No.
Because when I did mine, I had to go to the big building.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. There's no parking there, so...
Oh, there is parking.
No, I don't like to go there.
You just don't like there is parking, though. I've never had any problem. They've got parking on both sides now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's funny, isn't it? It sure is not a little Chinese shop, the two. got a lot of those in El Dorado, you know.
Yeah, he got the his the cedula he had before.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
As a teenager, he got it there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Ah, let's go down to the local grocery store. I got a while to go on my one yet. I tell you what, though, I must admit, when I went for my new stage, my second one,
mm-hmm.
God, they're efficient.
Yeah.
Very efficient, yeah. And when did you go and have the picture taken?
There, in the same place.
When?
Yesterday?
Oh, no. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. Make sure it's the right picture.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you're going to go and pick that up this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Have you heard any, by the way, you're just sort of watching social media, any road closures today?
Oh, yes, a lot.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. over the place again?
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But funny enough, I mean, well, I don't go very far, so I've not really been affected by it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But, well, like you say, wish you luck.
Mm-hmm.
And and you're going to relax over the weekend?
No, tomorrow he has a presentation, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Juan Diaz.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to have like a little celebration for the 10th of November.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, mm-hmm. and that's with his saxophone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, look, you have a great time.
Thank you.
And if we're allowed to, we'll be back on Monday.
Oh, yes.
All right, yes, have a great time.
Thank you.
All
you right. And everybody.
All, right. All the best. Okay, here's Danny Williams.
Close your eyes and you'll find when the rhythm takes over your mind. Anytime, any place, anywhere, there's a magical world we can share. In a new world, me and you, girl, dancing easy. Nice and slow, round and round we go, on a carousel ride of our own. Anywhere you can guess,
Show with Jerry D.
Show.
Rocky Boat. Same guy, George McRae there, and that track, It's Been So Long. And before that one was Maxine Nightingale and Love That Hit Me. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 13 minutes away from the top of the hour. We've got about another 8 minutes or so to go here on the Breakfast Show. And this one comes from Shanice. I love your smile.
You For affection. See what I'm saying? I ain't playing. Stop delaying, girl, and make me your natural selection.
You're crazy. I don't know about you, but I think I like you.
That's it. That's what it's called. Do anything. Nothing to do with the ends. That's natural selection, by the way. And right, time on The Breakfast Show. 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. So it is time for us to wind things up for today. Big thanks this morning to Ingrid for her facts today. On things sort of like breaking down walls and the Great Wall of Berlin, the Berlin Wall that came tumbling down. So big thanks to Ingrid for some interesting facts. Also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our sort of background work, our social media, etc., etc. So big thanks to Yasmin for that. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. And the boys and girls at Group Agrada, of course, for, well, keeping us up and running. And we'll be, well, taking us down in a few seconds' time. And as always, well, I hope you're all going to have a great weekend. We're not going to be back with you until Monday, Monday at 7 o'clock in the morning. So do enjoy your long weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, of course, do it carefully, because on Monday we want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D., till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.